'Tis the perfect time for year-end wraps and mashups, a quick view at the whole year done. How was 2021 for you? Hope it was as per your expectations. Regrets have no bounds and no legs even. So why to pay heed to them? Merry, cherish and embrace the good times, past and upcoming. That's what all matters. For me, this year was a fairly nice one as I gained great insights about the subject, writing books, life mannerisms, and delightfully baking. All set for 2022? Not yet? Well, it's the time to enlighten the candles, to light up the spark, wave bye to the flaws and the failures, and prepare for more chores. On your marks, get set. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Welcome all to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Radhika Vijay, MBBS MD Pharmacology, and this is the audio hub to get the best simplified basic tips, strategies, methods, and lots of ideas to learn better, understand better, and make your concepts crystal clear. If you really find, and if there's a question hovering in your minds, is pharmacology difficult? Lend me your ears for a while and let in the magic of knowledge. On administering two or more drugs together, or simultaneously, or concurrently, howsoever you want to call it, different types of effects are observed. Most commonly seen ones are the antagonism and synergism of the drugs and their further classifications. Let's talk about synergism today, like many making one. In the Greek, S-Y-N, syn, means together, E-R-G-O-N, that is ergon, that means work. When final outcome of the two drugs being administered together is in fact increased, or an added effect as compared to the individual effects of the drugs, then such a phenomenon is known as synergism. Now I want to explain here many terms which are stated many wheres. The first one in my list is the summation. Summation explains the net effect as a simple addition of the two drug effects. Nothing really very complicated, nothing more, nothing less. The exact sum, addition, right? Now, as per definition, here the two drug mechanisms, they may vary, and generally they do vary. Now, good to know example is of the combination of codeine and aspirin working as an analgesic medicine. Mind it, their mechanisms are different. The second one on my list is additive effects. Now, this is same as the summation. There is not much difference. It is more simplified, as here the routes or the mechanism of the two drugs, they are same. So both additive effects and summation, if we formularize, then we can explain is that X plus Y, where X is one drug and Y is the other drug effect, they are adding up to exactly XY, that is X plus Y. Nothing more, nothing less. Now, few nice to know examples for additive effects. They are aspirin and paracetamol, which are working as analgesic medicine together. Then we have halothane and nitrous oxide, which serve the purpose of general anesthesia. While on the other end, as hypoglycemics, it's a very good combo to use metformin and clebuclimide. Now, the third one effect on my list is the third term on my list is the supra-addition or the potentiation. Now, as the name explains, you can just think about it. A little common sense applied, the final effect is a facilitated, enhanced, increased effect as compared to the individual drug effects. Say, we can formularize it as X plus Y is greater than X plus Y. Do you get this? So it is so simple. It explains itself. X is the effect of drug 1 and Y is the effect of drug 2. They are adding up. The net effect is more than X plus Y. Now, generally, individual drug effects, they are insignificant in this case. Now, embellishing examples for supra-addition, they are, the first one is acetylcholine plus physostigmine, which are potentiating the effect of each other. Then we have levodopa plus carbidopa, because in this case, there is inhibition of the peripheral degradation of levodopa. And the last one I want to comment upon is cotrimoxazole, which is a combination of sulfamethoxazole plus trimethoprim. Individually, the drugs, they are bacteriostatic, while when they become cotrimoxazole, they become bactericidal. Wow, that's really a nice fact to know. Now, that's the endpoint statement of the day. But one snippet to comment upon will be about explanation of the terms like therapeutic efficacy, selectivity, and related terms. Now, just pay attention. When I say therapeutic efficacy, it covers a lot many pharmacokinetic, pharmacodynamic, pathophysiological aspects. And this is an expression of either the benefit obtained by the drug or defined end goal. Now, this end goal is very much the clinical and the therapeutic end goal, which is achieved by the drug. That is an explanation about the therapeutic efficacy. Secondly, when I talk about drug selectivity, it can be represented on the dose response curve very nicely. Now, just imagine there is a greater separation between the curves for the different actions of one drug. Now, one action is defined by the dose response curve and the other action is at a greater distance from the first action for the same drug. Then we can say the drug is highly selective. It has a greater selectivity. If the distance is more, the selectivity is more. Now, another representation on the dose response curve is of the safety margin or the therapeutic index. Now, this stands for the gap between the adverse effect of the drug and its therapeutic effect. Now, I have a formula to define the therapeutic index. Let's know it. Therapeutic index is equal to the median lethal dose upon the median effective dose. And to shorten it, we can say therapeutic index is equal to capital LD50 upon capital ED50. Now let's know the definitions of LD50, ED50, ED50. That's the median effective dose, is the one which produces specified effect in 50% individuals. Then we have LD50 is the dose which actually is lethal for 50% of the recipients. Now I have one more term on my list, drug specificity. How is it different from drug selectivity? Now, drug specificity, it refers to the special and the most common effect produced by the drug. See, one drug can have many multiple effects, but it is specific for one effect. Like omeprazole is very specific, it acts on a single receptor, that is the proton pump. And that is hydrogen potassium ATPase. And this drug specificity is very well defined and explained and dependent upon the number of the receptors of the drug and also the distribution of the receptors in the body for that particular drug. Now, this is very well explained by the example of corticosteroids, which have effects on multiple systems because the receptors are distributed many where. Lastly, the term coming up is the therapeutic range or the therapeutic window. Yes, they are the same thing. Now this is one dilemma resolved. Therapeutic range is same as therapeutic window. Now let's dive a bit into it. On the graph, it's bounded within the minimum therapeutic effect and the maximum acceptable adverse effect. Now it's the optimum range of the effect of the drug. That is, it is the desired beneficial effect range for the patients. Below this therapeutic window is a suboptimal range and above is the toxic level. Now most of the drugs should be prescribed depending on the amount of the benefits afforded by the drug. That is, more benefits and less of the risks. That's all from my end today. Too much of information overload for the day, but I know it's not a Sunday, it's a working day. And that makes this episode highly digestible. The tip of the day is improve your digestion by going vegan. Well, I was just kidding. That's one of my affirmations. Do you want to talk about more of the affirmations? We'll do that in the next episode. It's gonna be a great fun and knowledge. So talk to you all very soon. Till then, ciao. For all the updates and latest episodes of my podcast, please visit www.ispharmacologydifficult.com, where you can also sign up for a free monthly e-newsletter of mine. It actually contains a lot of updates about medical sciences, drug information updates, and my podcast updates also. You can follow me on different social media handles like Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and LinkedIn. They all are with the same name, Ispharmacology Difficult. If you are listening for the first time, do subscribe and follow whatever platform you are consuming this episode. Stay tuned. Do rate and review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. Stay safe, stay happy, stay enlightened. Thank you.